This is Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're talking about night. Or as Antonio Portio put it, the world that is lit by itself. Nighttime is the time that most things happen in film noir. Noir is a French word for black and gives us the concept of a dark film. The French were fascinated by it. They thought that the formerly sunny, optimistic United States was getting darker in the 40s. These films were fatalistic. One small step in the wrong direction, a tiny lie, a petty crime, and you could be sent into a quicksand of obliteration. The film style showed sharply defined shadows, Dutch camera angles. The whole thing painted a picture of a nocturnal, claustrophobic city, subterranean and unreal. A picture the French seemed to like. The idea of film noir was taken partially from the books of Cornell Woolridge. He's perhaps best known today as writing the short story that the movie Rear Window was based on. He was a protege of F. Scott Fitzgerald, but after a couple of novels, found his own true calling, dark crime fiction. He wrote a whole cycle of books that had the word black in them. The Bride Wore Black, The Black Curtain, The Black Alibi, The Black Angel, Rendezvous in Black, and The Black Path of Fear. These were called by the French literature noir, and a lot of the aspects of film noir can be seen in them. Like many authors, Cornell Woolridge was a sad, lonely man. He lived with his mother, and after her death in 1957, he was burned out and spiraled downward. He lived for 11 years after her death, a lonely alcoholic who delayed visiting a doctor and lost a leg to gangrene. His funeral was unattended. He had long ago turned away all of his friends. Cornell Woolridge, Father of Darkness.
The next 120 seconds bring you more action and excitement than most people experience in a lifetime. Rushing at fever pitch out of the night in the city comes the best-selling novel that intrigued millions, Gerald Kirsch's startling story of London After Dark, Night and the City. An intimate and intense picture of a city, and the intruders in the night who live and love and hate under cover of its darkness.